Any thoughts about what we see and what exists out there right now in terms of quality control, surgery, radiofrequency ablation, cryotherapy of the liver across this country? You would think kind of inherently that the greater volume a surgeon's doing, maybe the more adept they would be. Do we have any data on that?
No, we don't. That's one of the problems. If you look at the literature on, let's say, radiofrequency, a lot of papers out there, but criteria for adequacy, it really hasn't been established. And we struggle with this in writing CO9. How are we going to tackle this issue? Because that is a significant issue that, yeah, I stuck a needle in it, I treated it. Well, how adequately did you do it? And not that we want to be skeptics, but you worry about that. How adequate is it? What we came up with is all surgeons, including myself, including other people that do a lot of this type of surgery, is our first three cases are going to be reviewed by a panel. And it's not foolproof, but bottom line is here's the preoperative scan. Here's the immediate postoperative scan where an ablation was performed. Is the area completely treated based on the CAT scan? And is there a rim or a margin beyond that tumor? It's the best way we can have to say, gee, you ablated that area and it looks like you ablated beyond the area. However, if alternatively, if you got a patient that had a tumor there, ablated, and you can still see some viable tumor still remaining, clearly that's an inadequate operation, an inadequate ablation.
Is there like a training module that you're providing for the surgeons?
Right now, the only, quote, training is having a certain number of cases performed over a two-year period. It's pretty low hurdle. It's not a big criterion. But nevertheless, we have to have some kind of entry requirement, so to speak.
How many cases?
We got 10 over 2 years.
Has to be 10 over yeah, 2 years.
Which is, most of us will end up doing that in a month or 2 months tops.
And do you let them know ahead of time sort of what you're going to be looking at on these three cases? They're test cases, so to speak. Which, is there anything beyond looking at the imaging?
That's pretty much it. Also the resection, if a resection is performed. But that's part of the protocol, and that you got to have a tumor-free margin. And then we quantitate how much of a tumor-free margin has been achieved.